You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. I'm recording this show on, what day is it? Today's Tuesday, September 13th, 2005. And I know that this, I'm not posting this until Thursday, so I don't know what is happening in the news between now and then. But today in the news, on Tuesday, Bush finally admitted, accepted responsibility for all of the problems that the government had in their response to Katrina, and I thought that was good. I actually had some audio of him saying that, but I can't find it, so I don't know what I did with it. Also today, John Roberts was grilled he can't really say grilled, but he was questioned pretty well in the confirmation hearings. Excuse me. So that was pretty good. He would not tell the senators and that about what his stance was on abortion or how it would play out in the courts, because he kept saying like three or four different times that he didn't want to discuss any of those topics because the possibility of these cases coming up again in the Supreme Court was very likely, so he didn't want to discuss cases ahead of time. So so we had Bush admitting taking responsibility for the Katrina catastrophe and John Roberts being grilled on Capitol Hill. So that's two big things. And I know that the Hurricane Ophelia is still churning around right off the South Carolina coast. So I know the Little Larrys, I keep calling them Little Larrys, the Little Fatties, the Larrys of LittleFatty.com are concerned about that. And I hope that they don't have any damage to their homes or whatever. So good luck with that, Larrys. Larry did mention, he was talking today about, what was he talking about? God damn it, now I can't remember. Oh well. Larry was talking today and I listened to him. So anyway, that's kind of stupid. But I did get an email from Kai, if I'm saying that right, Kai, a girl from Boston, as she signs her email, letting me know that she heard the podcast about Brokeback Mountain with Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. So, and she said that, which I had not heard before. Actually, let me just read her email because, why not? It says, "When you mentioned Brokeback Mountain on your podcast yesterday, my heart jumped. I'm a girl, and we've been waiting for this film for so long. I don't know if you know it, but it just won the Golden Lion for Best Film at the Venice Film Festival. It's also getting rave reviews from the Toronto Film Festival." Well, Kai, I had not heard that, and I think that is so cool. Hopefully this movie will get lots of press and lots of attention and hopefully become a mainstream movie. For those of you who aren't aware of it, which would be very few, I would guess, because it's a gay movie, so, and gays, I think mostly gays listen to my podcast, so you've probably heard about it. Brokeback Mountain is about two guys who become cowboys, I think it's in the 60s, and then they, have a relationship, and then the relationship ends, and then they both go ahead and get married and have lives and stuff, and then they see each other again later in life and how they struggle with their past and stuff. So basically, I consider it a love story, a gay love story, and I will definitely be watching it. So thank you, Kai, a girl from Boston, for that email. I appreciate it. Now, I have some audio to play, because on Sunday, when the boyfriend and I were at my father's house, we got up early, and he brought his coffee and the newspaper, and I brought my smokes and my juice, and we sat on the deck at my father's house and just enjoyed the morning. We actually barely said two words, but it was because the sounds around us were just amazing. So what I decided to do was get the iRiver out and just record a couple of minutes of the amazing sounds that you could hear on my father's deck. Now, my father lives basically out in the country in near Charlottesville, Virginia, and it's very quiet out there. It is in a neighborhood, but it's so quiet you don't hear, the sounds of the highways or anything like that. But you hear a lot of nature, lots and lots of birds. So I decided to go ahead and set up the iRiver and just record some sounds of nature. And every once in a while you can hear the boyfriend's newspaper rattling. And at one point a neighbor walks by and says hello. And it was just really cool. It's actually very soothing. It reminded me of one of those nature CDs you can buy that you know plays sounds of nature for you to fall asleep to, or one of those machines that you play while you're trying to fall asleep. So it was really cool, and there was lots and lots of bird noises. Oh, and you also hear lots of dogs barking in the neighborhood. It's like they have a language going. So I decided to, for the rest of this podcast, play this audio of nature sounds that the boyfriend and I were listening to while we just sat on the balcony, sat out on the deck at my father's house while reading the paper and enjoying the sunrise and everything like that. It was just very relaxing. So I decided to share that with you. So it's about, actually I don't remember how long, 10 to 12 minutes long. But while you're listening to it, think about nature and reflect on your life and things like that. And I'll come back at the end and chat some more. So enjoy the sounds of nature.
sounds in the city, do we?
Morning.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
I hope you enjoyed those sounds of nature. I know I did. It certainly is very relaxing. And you wonder if the birds and the dogs are having some kind of conversation that you just, you know, don't know about and you're unable to, you know, figure out. But it's just something I was thinking about. So that was the sounds of nature. Now, I would like to remind you that you have about 7 more days to send in an audio clip for my 100th show. I am looking for any kind of audio that you would like to share with me, including like your name and where you're from and what you like about the show or what you don't like about the show or just your favorite part of the show, whatever. So if you could, if you have the ability, record some audio and send it to me for the 100th show. So that's all for today. If you, email me, leave comments on the website, and all of that good stuff. So I hope you enjoy the sounds of nature. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.